Unit 3, Images of Beauty by Annie Griffiths. Some photographs rise above the others. These are photos that catch a moment of emotion or light that make them ignite a deeper response in the viewer. Photography has opened our eyes to a multitude of beauties, things we literally could not have seen before the advent of the frozen image. It has greatly expanded our notion of what is beautiful, what is aesthetically pleasing. Items formerly considered trivial and not worth an artist's paint have been revealed and honored by photographs. Things as pedestrian as a fence post, a chair, a vegetable. And as technology has developed, photographers have explored completely new points of view. Those of the microscope, the eagle, the cosmos. What is it that delights the human eye and allows us to proclaim that a photograph is beautiful? Photography depends on three principles: light, composition, and moment. Light literally makes the recording of an image possible, but in the right hands, light in a photograph can make the image soar. The same is true with composition. What the photographer chooses to keep in or out of the frame is all that we will ever see, but that combination is vital. And the moment that the shutter is pressed, when an instant is frozen in time, endows the whole image with meaning. When the three, light, composition, and moment, are in concert, there is visual magic. Let us begin with light. Light literally reveals the subject. Without light, there is nothing. No sight, no color, no form. How light is pursued and captured is the photographer's constant challenge and constant joy. We watch it dance across a landscape or a face, and we prepare for the moment when it illuminates or softens or ignites the subject before us. Light is rarely interesting when it is flawless. Photographers may be the only people at the beach or on the mountaintop praying for clouds, because nothing condemns a photograph more than a blazingly bright sky. Light is usually best when it is fleeting or dappled, razor sharp or threatening or atmospheric. On a physiological level, we are all solar powered. Scientific studies have proved that our moods are profoundly affected by the amount of light we are exposed to. Lack of sun has been linked to loss of energy and even depression. Light in a photograph sets an emotional expectation. It can be soft or harsh, broad or delicate, but the mood that light sets is a preface to the whole image. Consider the light in a stunning scene by Sam Abel. It is the quality of light through morning fog that blesses this image and turns a forest into a field of light, shadow, and color, where every tree takes on a personality. Composition represents the structural choices the photographer makes within the photographic frame. Everything in the photo can either contribute or distract. Ironically, the definition of what makes a picture aesthetically pleasing often comes down to mathematics: the geometric proportions of objects and their placements within the frame. When we look at a beautiful photograph with an objective eye, we can often find serpentine lines, figure eights, and triangular arrangements formed by the objects. The balance or mathematical proportion of the objects make up the picture's composition, a key element in any beautiful image. Look closely at photographer James Stanfield's charming composition of a child jumping for joy in a doorway at the Louvre. It is the moment that draws us in, but that moment is set in a striking composition of the doorway and the architecture beyond. The geometric composition of the photograph makes the child look small and even more appealing. The third crucial element in a photograph is the moment when the shutter is pressed. The moment, captured in a beautiful image, is the storytelling part of the photograph. Whether a small gesture or a grand climax, it is the moment within a picture that draws us in and makes us care. It may be the photographer's most important choice. If a special moment is caught, it endows the whole image with meaning. Often, waiting for that moment involves excruciating patience as the photographer anticipates that something miraculous is about to happen. At other times, it's an almost electric reaction that seems to bypass the thought process entirely and fire straight to instinct. Capturing that perfect moment may be a photographer's biggest challenge because most important moments are fleeting. Hands touch, the ball drops, a smile flashes, miss the moment, and it is gone forever. Light, composition, and moment are the basic elements in any beautiful photograph. But there are three other elements that draw the viewer in and encourage an emotional response. These are palette, time, and wonder. Palette refers to the selection of colors in a photograph that create a visual context. Colors can range from neon to a simple gradation of grays in a black and white photograph. Even in the abstract, colors can make us feel elated or sad. The chosen palette sets up the mood of the whole image. It can invite or repel, soothe or agitate. We feel calm in a palette of pastels. Icy blues can make us shiver. Oranges and reds tend to energize. Other images stand out because of the freezing or blurring of time. There are the lovely images of raindrops falling, lightning flashing, and athletes frozen in midair. There are also time exposures that allow us to see a choreography of movement within the still frame. The laundry flutters, the traffic merges, the water flows. In a photograph of a bird in flight, the high-speed exposure allows us to see things that our eyes literally cannot. Every feather supporting the bird's flight, the arc of the wings, the light in the bird's eye. High-speed photography has been a gift to both art and science. Wonder refers to the measure of human response when the photograph reveals something extraordinary, something never seen before, or seen in a fresh new way. Wonder is about insight and curiosity. It is an expression of the child inside every one of us. Some photographers, following their childlike sense of wonder, have literally given their lives in pursuit of images so wonderful that they must be seen. Light, composition, and moment come together in a photograph to bring us the ultimate reality, a view of the world unknown before the invention of the camera. Before photography, the basic artistic rules of painting were rarely violated. Images were made to please, not to capture reality. But as photography evolved, painterly rules were often rejected in the pursuit of fresh vision. Photographers became interested in the real world, warts and all, and it was the accidental detail that was celebrated. Photography invited the world to see with new eyes, to see photographically. And all of the arts benefited from this new point of view. Painters, sculptors, designers, weavers, and dancers all expanded their vision of beauty by embracing the photographer's love of reality. And when the photographer is creative with the basic elements in a photograph, the resulting image has greater appeal. A surprising truth about photography is that each element is most effective not when it captures perfection, but rather when it reveals the imperfect. Photographs are most eloquent when they impart a new way of seeing. What is more wonderful than the imperfect moment, when a simple scene turns sublime because a cat entered the room, the mirror caught a reflection, or a shaft of light came through the window? And real beauty depends upon how the image moves us. A photograph can make us care, understand, react, emote, and empathize with the wider world by humanizing and honoring the unknown. Photographs have created a new ethic of seeing. They have greatly expanded our notion of what is beautiful. It is to photography's credit that it has found beauty in the most humble places and that it has ushered in a new democracy of vision. People from all walks of life are able to feast their eyes on subjects remote and grand. Photographs have given us visual proof that the world is grander than we imagined, that there is beauty often overlooked in nearly everything.